I had planned a Mother's Day message. I had the scripture picked out and the basic outline. But at the deacons' meeting on Tuesday night, something happened to change the direction of today's service. Last week we saw that evangelism is teamwork. The church is a team, but also the church is a family. And you and I know how sometimes a physical malady will go through a family. I know last winter some of you had the flu and it kind of went from one family member to another. And that's very likely, and we see that happen often. But the same thing happens in a church family when it comes to spiritual maladies, spiritual sicknesses. The tendency is for them to spread through the family. And as we were talking in our deacons' meeting Tuesday night, and we began to share some of our concerns about the family of Westside, it became obvious that there was a spiritual malady that has pervaded our family. And we need to address it and give you an opportunity, if you are being afflicted with this spiritual malady, to get some relief. And I guess if you had to put a name on this spiritual malady, it would be a spiritual funk. It's about the best way to say it. Well, what is a spiritual funk? Well, as we were talking and began to share about our own spiritual lives, it became obvious that we were experiencing a spiritual weariness. Just tired. Spiritually. Spiritually depressed. We know what it is to be emotionally depressed. We know what it is to be physically depressed. But we were experiencing a spiritual depression. A sense of being spiritually drained. You were just tired emotionally and physically and spiritually. One of the guys described it as being spiritually flat. Feeling like you're treading waist high in spiritual muck. And it's all you can do just to get through it. It's all you can do just to do the things that you know God wants you to do. Just a spiritual heaviness. A spiritual oppression. And I think it's obvious that a number of our members, a number of us have it because of how hard it is to get people to do stuff. You know, it's just like, again, it's like you got to fight 1,000 demons to do anything because it's just such a struggle. And it's just so hard. It's like you're carrying a 100-pound weight on your shoulders and it's just pushing you down. And it's just so hard to do anything. You just say, I'm just too tired. I just can't do it. Well, what's the cure? Turn your Bibles over to Matthew chapter 11. And interestingly, Jesus speaks exactly to this condition. He speaks about it. It's not an uncommon condition among believers. Moses experienced this. Read over Numbers 11 sometime when he just said, God, I am weary. I'm burdened with this crowd of Israelites. I just can't handle it anymore. But Jesus speaking in verse 28 of Matthew 11 says this, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The cure for the spiritual heaviness and spiritual oppression is to come to Jesus. First, you've got to admit your condition. Jesus says, come to me, all who are, the tense in the Greek means it is a present condition. We got to be honest about our spiritual condition. This requires humility. We got to admit we are spiritually drained and a heaviness is upon us. Are you weary? Are you tired to the point of exhaustion? And when Jesus says, "Come unto me, all you who are weary," that word weary means to work, to labor to the point of exhaustion. You know, it seems like 10% of the people are doing 90% of the work around here. And you're just worn out. You serve God, but you're worn out. And it's a struggle just to keep going. Do you have that spirit of heaviness? Heavy laden, Jesus said. That's a passive verb. It means that someone has dumped a heaviness on you. And I believe it's the enemy of our soul. But you've been pressed down. Somebody has laid that spiritual weight on you and it's just pushing you down. It's making everything so difficult. And it's a struggle to do anything for God, whether it's prayer, whether it's your Bible study time, it's a struggle. Whether it's witnessing or teaching or coming to church, it's just a struggle. And it's easier just to say, I'm just tired. I'm just going to stay home today. I'm just going to look at a little TV rather than having my Bible study because it's so difficult. First, admit your condition. If this is true of you, admit it. Secondly, we must come to Jesus. Jesus says, "Come to me." Now, there are some steps involved in coming to Jesus. First, we must come in an attitude of repentance. That is, you got to say, "I'm tired of this heaviness, this weariness. I'm desperate, Lord. I'm sick of it. I give up trying to get rid of this weariness by myself." But as in all repentance, you must take the initiative to come to Jesus and say, "I'm tired of it and I want to be rid of it. I want it lifted. I want the spiritual vigor and excitement and energy that I have had in the past, where it was a thrill to serve you, not a burden." So we must first come in repentance. Next, we must come in humility. Admit, you cannot rid yourself of this weight. You're not able to turn around and loosen this spiritual heaviness and put it aside. You've tried. You cannot do it. You need Him. Next, not only must we come in an attitude of repentance and humility, but third, we must come in faith. In other words, believe that Jesus can lift your heaviness, that He wants to lift your heaviness. He says, "Come unto me all." That's anyone and everyone who is tired, weary, and pressed down, heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Not I might, not I'll think about it, but I will give you rest. He will lift that burden. You've got to come in faith, believing it. Believing He alone is the cure. And then fourthly, you must come in total surrender as Lord of your life. Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you." Now that means surrender to Jesus as Lord. You say, "Jesus, I surrender all to you. I surrender any sin in my life to you." Because if we're involved in sin, that can bring on a heaviness. That can drain us spiritually. So if that's a problem, you need to confess. That is, bring before God, confess it and forsake it. "God, I surrender to you." If you have worries and concerns that are pressing you down, you've got to surrender those to Jesus. Pressures of life can drain us and wear us out. And we all have pressures. We all have problems, but we got to come and surrender those to Jesus. "Jesus, I surrender my concerns, my promises to you, my problems to you." Surrender your heaviness and your weariness to Jesus as well. Surrender that. And then, number five, you must come as a disciple. Jesus says, "And learn of me." The word learner, the root of disciple, is a learner. You must come to Jesus to be a disciple. That is, you come to have the burden lifted so your ongoing relationship with Him can go ahead unhindered. That you can be His disciple. You don't come to have the burden lifted so you can go off and do your own thing. But you come to have the burden lifted so you can continue your walk with Him with a new vibrance, a new zeal, a new joy. So you must come to Jesus. And next, look at Jesus' promise. He says in verse 28, I will give you rest. Now, this word rest means refreshing. It means refreshment. It's the idea of someone who is tired and weary getting refreshed. You know, sometimes when you haven't eaten in a long time and your blood sugar gets down and you just get pressed down and you just feel down and low, but yet when you get something to eat, something to drink, you know, it just lifts, you just feel refreshed. Jesus says, come to me and I will refresh you. I will lift that heaviness and I will give you the oil of gladness, which is the Holy Spirit. I will give you refreshing, refreshment. You say, but I've come to Jesus before with my heaviness and I still have it. Well, you haven't come as a family before. You see, the dynamic is when we come together as a church, unified on an issue, there is more power against the enemy than when you individually come against him. And so as we come together, what we deacons experienced, many of us, is when we came together Tuesday night and prayed against his heaviness and came to Jesus, we saw a lifting in our lives. Whereas I prayed about it before, and I imagine they have too individually, but you see there's a dynamic. But two or more, Jesus says, agree on anything. Touch it into heaven, it will be done. So we're going to give you an opportunity this morning to come to Jesus. If you're heavy, laden, if you're burdened, if you're experiencing this spiritual oppression and heaviness, if you feel like you're just treading through spiritual muck, waist high to do anything for God, we're going to give you an opportunity to come to Jesus and get that burden lifted. Look at what Jesus says. I am gentle and humble in heart. He welcomes you. He understands. He knows our condition. He knows we are but dust. And He is willing, He is eager, He desires for us to come to Him. Now I'm going to ask our deacon brothers if they would come down front. And what we're going to do is, and Vicky's going to come up and play, and we're just going to have an extended time for you to come and be prayed over individually.